From Arctic offshore, we go to Arctic onshore. The National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, is a region in the Arctic bigger than many U.S. states. But it's flown under the radar for years, unlike a different chunk of federal land located to the east, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Now, that's likely to change. A series of promising oil discoveries and a recent move by the Trump administration mean this vast, remote area is about to get a lot more controversial. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
Today, Melanie Smith with Audubon Alaska is teaching me a little bird language.
I think he's saying, stay away from my nest. So this is the yodel call of a yellow-billed loon.
Unfortunately, Smith and I are not birdwatching out in the wilderness. We're listening to recordings in her Anchorage office. That's because the place we're talking about, where we might find a nesting yellow-billed loon and many other bird species from all over the world, is over 600 miles to the north. It's a remote, Indiana-sized federal area in the Arctic called the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, or NPRA.
It's a somewhat unfortunate name, actually, Petroleum Reserve.
But in the 1920s, President Warren G. Harding set aside NPRA specifically for its oil potential. Today, the federal government manages the reserve as a multiple-use area, a place with room for both habitat and oil drilling.
That's why it took longer to discover just how important and influential and irreplaceable parts of the petroleum reserve are, and really realize that they are on par with the Arctic Refuge.
That's right. Smith says on par with the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The areas have different federal designations, but ecologically, well, birds can't tell the difference. Smith says a giant lake in the northeast corner of the reserve, called Teshikpuk Lake, is a globally significant area for hundreds of thousands of migratory birds. That's why, in 2013, the Obama administration put close to half the reserve off limits to oil and gas leasing, including more than 3 million acres surrounding Teshikpuk Lake. But a lot has changed since then.
The war on North American energy is now over.
That's Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke at an oil and gas conference in Anchorage this May. He was in town to sign an order that, among other things, requires a review of the Obama administration's plan for managing NPRA.
This order, in effect, makes Alaska open for business.
It wasn't clear exactly what that meant until last week, when the Interior Department sent out a call asking which parts of the reserve should be opened up to oil drilling. Environmental groups were alarmed because the request made it clear that areas the Obama administration protected could be back on the table. But the move didn't come out of nowhere. Andy Mack is head of Alaska's Department of Natural Resources. He says reevaluating the plan makes sense because we know things now we didn't know 4 years ago.
It couldn't be a more dramatic shift.
It turns out there's a lot more oil in the reserve than everyone thought, even as recently as 2013. Over the last year or so, there have been a series of huge oil discoveries in and around the reserve. Max says the promise of NPRA is a big deal for a state grappling with both a recession and a steady decline in oil production.
This is certainly some of the most exciting well results that we've seen, and it really is something that we as a state have to appreciate and understand and capitalize on.
The discoveries came on the heels of the first ever oil development in NPRA, a drill site run by ConocoPhillips. That started producing oil in 2015, and two more are on the way. And this could be just the beginning, according to David Hausnecht, one of the U.S. Geological Survey's top experts on Alaska's oil resources.
There's a lot of potential in all of northeastern NPRA for the kind of discoveries that have just been announced.
But it just so happens that the area with the most oil potential overlaps with the same area that environmentalists say is crucial wildlife habitat. Nicole Whittington Evans with the Wilderness Society says the recent oil finds, plus the Trump administration's executive order opening Alaska for business, have groups like hers on high alert.
We have a strong desire to see this area protected, and we are very concerned about the recent finds and the level of interest in drilling for oil in this extremely important place.
If the Trump administration moves to allow oil exploration near NPRA's Teshikpuk Lake, environmental groups are going to fight it. just as they fought development in the Arctic refuge for decades. The question is, will a place called a petroleum reserve capture hearts and minds as easily as the Arctic refuge? For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.